A new study claims that young Chinese professionals with higher levels of English proficiency can expect better chances of career development. While English is being played down in the country's educational system, the study suggests that professionals should view language as investment in their prospects. 学好数理化，走遍天下都不怕，这句话曾经在芸芸学子和众多家长中广为流传。如今有一项调查显示，学好英语也可以让求职者获得更多更好的工作机会。Do you think it's true?
Well, I just love, I mean, like, so, a few Chinese, English language, news websites have been covering this, and the headline that they've been using is Better English, Better Future. The headline should be, EF proves it has an amazing marketing department. Because that's really what we're looking at here. So number one, they looked at 300 respondents, and what they found was that half thought,that a solid grasp of English meant a higher chance of promotion. Also, they're saying that a lack of language proficiency is now becoming a significant barrier for promotion, while giving us no information about how that mechanism for promotion, the link between English language proficiency and promotion, they give us no information on that. All they're really giving us is a perception among Chinese people that the better your English, the better job prospects you have, which is kind of a duh kind of thing there, I think.
Yeah, and also these 300 respondents may probably be EF students. So by coming here paying to learn English, they already agree
with
that.
Well, we don't know, but we can assume that, yeah.
Yeah, so that organization just provides English training courses, and we can see their offices everywhere these days. And I'm not surprised, I suppose, that they have the money to issue it a study like this, and it has become quite of has caught some attention, I suppose, on whether English is that important, I suppose. And I think it really depends on what industry you're in, and I'm just not really looking at this study, or I don't even know if it can qualify to be called a study, to be honest.
Because they give us case studies
anecdotal examples.
Right, and it's just really funny. So one person who attended a course to improve his English at EF, he got a salary raise of 40%. Another person, you know, whose English was very poor, but then he took a couple classes at EF, got a really great job offer from a game developer in Shanghai. So I think that, I mean, really what they're giving us, again, is just great marketing. And it seems to me that actually, to put it in context for a minute here, EF has been kind of pushing these types of studies over the last couple months, trying to, I think, convince the market that they are still in demand, taking English courses at EF, hopefully for them, I suppose, but just English in general, they think they're trying to give this idea that English is still important. People should still want to take English courses, because we are seeing a decline, a shrinking in the English language market, especially for these classes targeting adults. So we're seeing an industry and a market definitely shift. Now, one of the things I say in the report, I think this is true, is what we're seeing is that for people at the managerial level, whether it's a multinational company or a Chinese company, English is becoming more important. Having English proficiency is becoming more important, and especially for Chinese companies, because more and more they are starting to go out into the world. So having management staff, people who are integral to the structure and organization, who can speak English, are becoming more and more important. Mm.
Yes, and that only looks at some companies. And actually, I think for a lot of industries, if you don't really have much contact with foreign countries, then I don't really think English helps you all that much. And it's certainly an exaggeration to say that, oh, if you can manage your English proficiency levels, make it high, and then you'll have a better future. That certainly doesn't hold all the time, especially if you work for the government, for example. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you work for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, otherwise, not really. For most employees, you don't really need to have very high English skills. But when you're trying to get the job, maybe that is an extra requirement.
But I do disagree here. I don't think that you only need to speak English in an English-related job or in a multinational company. Sometimes even in an SOE or even a government department, having this extra skill is very handy, comes in handy, especially in a department that has no other English talents.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, so when it comes to hiring, yes, many companies will put a standard threshold of English proficiency that you need to even be considered as an applicant. But however, usually, I mean, that says nothing about actual proficiency. All you have to do is say, I went to English first for a year, and I got a little piece of paper that says, I got a certification that says my English is at a certain level. I passed the intermediate level English courses at EF or this, that, and the other school. That's what a lot of people are looking for when they're taking these English courses. They're not actually looking for actual improvement. Some are, not all. But in general, all they really want is that piece of paper that says they did a really good job and their English is phenomenal when they may never actually need to use it.
And actually, well, just in case if people didn't see John's face, I mean, he was being very sarcastic. And it wasn't real. I don't think that a piece of paper from this company, for example, would lend credibility. I think it's
because the thing is, I mean, you also got to think about hiring managers, the people who are putting these requirements on, especially if it's not a language related position or even that you need to have English. The hiring managers, they're not going to be able to test your language ability. All they can rely on is a piece of paper. Usually.
Yeah, but usually it is the more authoritative, like the 四六级 or those kind of things that.
No. Not necessarily. I mean, for non-language related posts, having an IELTS score or having a TOEFL score or a CET score, that's not so important. Having a piece of paper that said I went to EF for a year and
it has nothing to do with whatever language training organization. Yes, IELTS, or one of those examinations that have been accepted by people, then maybe yes, but not the training school. That is the point. Anyway, that is not all that important, but it just seems to me that just to emphasize on if you get your English right, then you'll get a better job. That certainly does not hold.
Yeah, but I think, first of all, we can slam EF all we want before releasing this study that helps in our business. But I still think having English skill is good for your job, because I think you guys are neglecting a big part of this discussion. That is, you're only looking at the hiring process, that, hiring managers who themselves may not be able to speak English, they won't know whether you speak good English or not. But once you're already hired, do good, better English, abilities bring you better job opportunities or prospects or promotion opportunities?
At the management level, it does, and especially if you're working for a company that is moving abroad. For most other positions, I think it's a feather in the cap, and it says that you're willing to do extra work, but it might not really mean anything in terms of your actual ability to do your job.
Right.
Yes, I think that could be a stepping stone, or I think more often than not, it is just a tool, an extra skill you have, but it's not going to become the determining factor for you to get promoted or not.
I hold the position that it does help, because you guys.
I think so. No, I think so too. But also, I mean, I think that being able to speak English with a certain level of proficiency would have very similar promotion prospects as being able to publicly perform the piano or something like that. And so
it's much better than that.
No, but I think in general, I mean, it's all about having certain types of feathers in your cap and having people say, well, this person must be really capable because he can do A, B, C, or D. I think that English is perhaps a more valuable feather in your cap. But at the same time, just because you can't do English, but you can do something else that is demonstrable, I think that will also help usually too.
Right. So you think it's only icing on the cake?
Yes.
And not the cake itself. It doesn't demonstrate your own abilities.
Unless you're working for a multinational, yeah. Unless you're working for a domestic company, looking abroad or already has a fairly strong presence abroad, English language proficiency won't be all that important.
But sometimes You know, having this English skill may save you at the very critical moment, because I have heard personal stories of people who have stepped up at the right time to save their leaders from an embarrassment communicating with another partner, foreign partner or something in a situation.
Well, exactly.
And then suddenly, you know, got appreciated by the leader.
Yeah, and I suppose, yes, it helps, but I just don't think it is the determining factor. And I don't think, unless you want to be on a show like us, do our job, then I don't think it's all that important.
I think in some ways, to be honest, I think Xiaohua is trying to justify the amount of time and energy she's spent into studying English with all this. Because again, the anecdote that you just gave us, that's just one random thing that happened. And again, it only goes to prove my point, because the company that he's working with has significant contact with native English speakers.
Well, of course, if you're going to generalize by saying that if you are a factory worker and who don't need to read any English specification or have any use of English, then of course English is not that useful. But while we were talking about the situation, at least I think we should be limiting our discussion to like white collar jobs and companies, right, or organizations.
Well, but I mean, a white collar job could be a computer programmer.
Computer programmers don't need English? Are you saying that?
I don't know. I mean, I think they need to be more familiar with programming language than English language. But I think also a point I want to make, because we're focusing a lot on usefulness, on the practicality, I would say in general, it is always a good idea to learn a second language, mostly because it helps broaden your horizons. But it doesn't have to be English.
Well, I think in that line of thinking, English is probably still a little bit more practical than, let's say, speaking French for Chinese people. But yes, I mean, it is a very useful thing to have, but Chinese people tend to very easily be sucked into one thing and believe in that often, and many people join that craze for some time.
I agree.
And we've had that craze for English for a long time.
For a long time.
And it's time to let it die
down. And that's the thing. I mean, because I used to teach English, and the amount of money paid for the very low return on that investment in terms of progress in language. Perhaps it was, you know, because I didn't work for EF. I didn't work for Wall Street. Maybe their methods are different. I have no idea. But what I noticed is that, you know, as an adult, you don't really have the time, actually, to really devote yourself to true progress. I mean, again, you know, if you are interested in learning French and you take that up as a hobby, for example, you are going to be able to go to France at some point and, you know, have a fairly primitive conversation. But if you are, you know, after 12 years of studying English, you're 30 plus years old, you have a family, you work 9 to 5, probably more, and you go to these English courses that you paid a lot of money for, unless you're willing to devote the time, you're not going to see that much progress. And so it's a bit of a false promise in a certain sense, saying if you give us, you know, 10,000 renminbi, then your English will be better. That doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I think this is a more worthy discussion in terms of the problems that exist in English education, especially in the private market. Well, the public market also has big problems. Mm-hmm. I mean, the classroom teaching. But yes, making false promises that better English will give you $1 million job, or, you know, the $10,000 job at least, is wrong. But, you know, having a skill by your side that happens to be the English skill is good.
It is good, but at the same, but I mean, having any extra skill is good.
Right.
Showing to your colleagues and to your bosses that you are willing to learn new things in your own spare time is always a good thing. But it doesn't have to be English.
Yeah. Let me read out some of our listeners' comments. We do have fierce messages pouring in. For example, Guo Yue Yuan says, English skills can make modern life much easier and funnier, especially when it comes to computer, traveling, and movies. You know, can anybody disagree with that? I don't think so.
but that's nothing to do with the job.
Right, right. To do with the job. And Xin Yu says, of course, the illustrious ability of a foreign language will definitely increase the possibility of landing those plum jobs. But the shrinking in the current educational system is so upsetting. Even Gaokao doesn't have English anymore. Not accurately that way. But yes, the importance of English is being reduced. And so I think students should be allowed to choose whether they want to learn English or not. So whatever the employment result is, it will be their own choice.
Well, I think, you know, we have to be careful with the Gaokao especially, because it is a bit concerning that English is becoming de-emphasized to such a large degree, but nothing is really replacing it. Because I think, you know, one of the biggest problems that I see with education in the United States is that there is not mandatory second language learning. And I really think that education systems around the world, whether you're learning English as a second language, whether you're learning French or German as a second language, Japanese, Korean, whatever, I think it is still very important to have that as part of your regular curriculum, because it really does change the way you think. It makes you more into a global citizen, perhaps, and empathetic as well with people from other countries.
Yeah, that's all very well said. And I think for Chinese people, it's very important for us to look outside of our little world. And when you have English as a skill in your pocket, and I think it really does make you look at your own life, the world, a lot different. Well, of course, then you'll need to be able to read and probably speak to a native speaker, or, you know, just to communicate freely.
Yeah, maybe not job-wise, but certainly enrichment for your life. Yeah. Song Peng Fei says, I agreeing that, you know, with the point EF is making. Look at yourself. What great jobs you have.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Oh, yeah, but not.
No. Why? It doesn't count for me.
But Zhang can speak some Chinese, as he has demonstrated on the show.
His Chinese ability.
无人售票.
And Bao Meng says, I read English books when I commute every day. Too many people stop learning after graduation, but by reading various books, you can really expand your own mindset, be an open-minded person, and you can form your own perspective towards things. And that's well said as well.